did you know that sterilization is the most common form of contraception for married couples?
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
That means it's a permanent contraception.
Okay.
And so to find encouragement, you know, some people out there are like, hey, you know, I have had my couple kids. I don't want any more kids. And so they get sterilized.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want to have any more kids because kids are expensive. You know, maybe the woman
kids are a pain in the ass.
Not only that, but maybe the woman doesn't want to be pregnant again, right? Because that's a lot.
And you risk, you know what I mean? You run the risk of having a little douchebag.
You could, that too. I mean, but there are still, even though, you know, it seems like every pregnancy is just, you know, easy. No, it's not. There are some, and women still, you know, put their lives at risk.
Yeah, they get all gross.
When they get pregnant, no, they put their lives at risk when they give birth. And so.
Okay, this isn't, you know, the 1300s.
I know, but there's still that risk. It's not.
I mean, it doesn't
spoken
happen really
as much.
Like, ever.
It does happen still.
I mean, sometimes, but like,
well,
meh.
So I wanted to hear from people that maybe you're at a standstill. Did you get maybe sterilized? Decided that you were done, and who had to do it? Did the woman do it, or did you have to do it? Let's go to Allison real quick. Yes, Allison, you and your man, are you guys sterilized? Either one of you.
First of all, I have two kids, and I am done.
Okay.
My husband will not get snipped. I asked him to get snipped after our second kid. He was super scared. I'm not going to get my tubes tied, and I just feel like it's way more easier for him to just go get an outpatient service, get the vasectomy, get healed up real quick. You can, you know, do it on a Friday, miss a day of work, and I can take care of the kids, and that's it.
Okay.
But it's just way too many risks for me.
Not only that, but haven't you already done your part, popping out those kids, carrying those kids, right? Isn't it? Shouldn't the dude stand up and go get something done now? Have a little misery?
Totally. Yep. Totally. Like, you know, he even came up with this notion that, like, when guys decide to get this operation, they don't have their sex drive, but there's no leading evidence. No, there's no, like, Google cannot verify that.
I want to verify it. Let me go to Christina. Yes, Christina. Did you get your tubes tied?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Or did you make your man get snipped?
Actually, he had two kids before me, and then we had a kid together. So right after I gave birth to our child, I did ask him to, and he did.
Okay, well, Allison,
your man isn't a fool. Your man isn't stupid, you know? Me and my man, we haven't even had sex for like 3 months.
Three months. Dang.
And it's going on like 100 months. Because, like, I'm holding out, so, like, I don't want to hear, like, real sex stories from HBO right now.
Yes. Denise, go ahead. Did your man get snipped?
No, I did, because I knew if I left it up to him, it would never get done, and I'd already be pregnant again.
I'm so annoyed by a statement like that. Like, I just feel like women constantly fold for men, and, like, that's just stupid to me. Like, it's ridiculous that you would go and do that.
Maybe she was protecting her own body because she knew her man was a dumbass.
Yeah, but then it makes all of us like,
I also figured if me and him didn't work out, I wouldn't have to worry about getting pregnant with someone else because I'm done having kids.
Right, you're done. And
yeah, but guess what? Because women like you, though, like, we have to suffer. Like, so now I don't have, like, as much leverage because of chicks like you. Straight up. I mean, we constantly negotiate.
I'm sorry I have so much power over your life. That must make your life
you
so
do.
Hard.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Sorry.
Me too.
I'm sorry.
Hashtag me too. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. What's up, Emily?
So my husband actually got snipped. He had three children before we got married, and then we had one child together. And I only ever wanted to have one kid, so I was like, I'm not getting pregnant again. And he was, like, hesitant at first, and then he did it.
Okay, so
exactly. I feel like if men could, they would just keep boning and boning and boning and reproducing, 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 reproducing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Emily. Let me go to Vicky. Yes, Vicky.
Emily, for supporting women.
Hi, yeah, my husband got snipped after our second kid.
Okay, was it his idea or your idea?
Both of us. Like, he was two and done, and I was done being pregnant.
And so how did you convince your man to do that, and yet Allison can't convince her man?
He was just in the right state of mind, and he is not dumb.
Okay.
And we both already knew. We only.
She just said that your man's dumb, Allison, pretty much.
And I know. I feel some type of way, but I get it because I've been calling him dumb all morning. But.
Right. No, I got you. All right. Well, thank you. Let's go to Dana. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Okay. I just think she's kind of dumb because we want women's powers. We want to be able to control what we can do to our body. He's trying to have control of what he can do to his body. Or she can just blackmail him.
Wrap that up.
I work for the government. I work DOD and fertility research. And I basically reported to my husband, and he was kind of tipsy, saying, yeah, I'll do it. Because we both agreed to do it.
Right.
And I showed him the video the next morning. He was like, I agreed. I said, you did. And we both did it together. And basically, it's communication.
All right.
Okay.
This is
your story sucks.
It's not her body.
You're stupid. Your story sucks and you're stupid.
I can't help it that you can't control your man.
No, but I'm just saying you're just like a fake college
man. I know my man does what I tell him to do.
No, we don't care about your LinkedIn account. And then your guy's an alcoholic. Like, get out of here. Next call. Like, this is.
It's getting a little hostile here. What the hell's wrong with people?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.